WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Here we go.
All right, well, it's time. It is finally time. I am so excited about this. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook, what is the greatest cereal ever?
Yay, cereal.
This is the amount of comments on this.
Did you bring your cereal spoon? Did you have a special spoon?
Well, I had a color-changing spoon. Did you ever have one of those?
Yeah, those were awesome.
Where you put it in the milk and it changes color?
Yeah, it was a big plastic one, wasn't it?
Now, speaking of milk, I do have a question involving milk at the end of all this that we're going to discuss. But first, what is the best cereal ever, Hunter?
The best cereal ever. This is a tough question.
No, it's not.
The best cereal ever, I'm going to have to go with the one that I faithfully get all the time because I love it. It's good. I don't know if it's healthy. It might be kind of healthy, but it's a specific kind. The Little Bites, shredded wheat. Yep, telling you, dude.
Get the hell out.
Shredded
no,
wheat.
Leave.
Frosted wheat bites. What do they call them? They're the mini
bites.
The mini mini bites.
The shredded wheat.
They got the little ones, and then they got the really really little ones.
Are you high right
dude,
now?
I'm telling you.
No.
Try it.
No.
You haven't even tried it.
Yeah, I've had them.
No,
it's wheat.
No, you had the old school stuff that was like a beard. It was like shredded beard. It was terrible.
No.
This is different.
No.
2019 is different.
You know what? You had 24 hours to think of a good answer, and you came out with mini shredded wheats.
You haven't tried it.
Frosted mini shredded wheats.
Dude, it is a great combination of wheat, sugar, and milk. I'm telling you.
I feel like you're just messing
with
me at this point.
And you know what? It fills you up. Because it's wheat.
It's fiber.
You know what? You're jealous.
No.
You're jealous because you can't afford the $5.
I'm upset that you've wasted a minute and a half talking about mini shredded frosted wheat, whatever.
I'm going to have a bowl right now.
I hope you choke on it. I hope you choke.
Well, what's your favorite?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's pretty good.
If you don't say Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you're a commie bastard.
I'll say it's pretty good.
Are you? No, it's the greatest one ever.
Not the best.
It is? What?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, not only do you get a delicious cereal.
Little too much cinnamon.
At the end of it, you get a delicious milky drink.
The milk is fantastic afterwards. I'll give you
it's
that.
It's two meals in one.
It's
a food and a drink.
The milk after it is so good that they made a vape juice over it.
Liquid
and a
salad.
I will give you that. It's a good cereal.
Yeah, did they make a Frosted Mini Wheats vape? No, they did not.
No, they don't.
Because it's garbage. Because it's absolute garbage.
You need to try it.
No.
Don't knock it before you try
it. Hey, Brock, do you want Frosted Mini Wheats or Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I don't know, Satan. Why would you ask such a stupid question?
You know what? I'll go ahead and be the healthy one then. Go ahead and die early.
This is perfect. All right. We've already started off on a great foot. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
You know, I feel great. I feel good.
Yeah. You know what? You're eating a cereal that's made for athletes. You haven't worked out in God knows how long.
And look at me.
And look at you. You're just a picture of health. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. What's the greatest cereal ever? We'll be back. Good morning. 7:44, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, man. This debate is getting hot. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is the greatest cereal ever? Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, man?
Nothing, guys. You?
Nothing much. What's your favorite cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. All right, that's not bad. Better than Frosted Mini Wheats.
Mini Wheats give you the crap.
What? Come on, man.
It's all that fiber in there. All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You know, I never got
to. WIRX, hello.
Hello. I can end the cereal debate with two words.
What's that?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
I don't know,
Lucky
man.
Lucky Charms, the only one they made a beer out of.
This is true.
That's true.
You know, they're selling that beer for $5,000.
You know, they made the beer, though, out of the marshmallows, not that horrible
dog food.
Dog food that's in between the marshmallows.
Okay, so you pick out the dog food and eat the marshmallow.
There you go.
You know what's the best cereal ever?
You know what sucks, man? Anytime I get Lucky Charms, the wife picks out all of the marshmallows, and I end up with a bag of dog food.
What a bitch.
You know, they also took those marshmallows, they put them into Frosted Flakes, they put them into Fruit Loops, they even got them in Fruity Pebbles now.
Yep, and a quick fact here before we leave. You can buy like a 5-pound bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows off Amazon.
Hey, how'd Hunter die?
You can get them out of Shipshawana, too, if you really want to go that far.
Oh, nice.
This guy's knowledgeable.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
I like Lucky Charms. Correction. No, I like the marshmallows.
They could be better.
They could be.
There's room for improvement.
There is. There's some great comments on Facebook. I think Sherry is just messing with us. She said Cheerios, Rice Krispies, and Raisin Bran. Raving psycho?
Raisin Bran.
Gah!
You know, I never got Raisin Bran. I always got Raisin Bam!
That was the knockoff,
the knockoff. We're going to get to some knockoffs because I was the king. The king of knockoff cereal, bro.
Alicia said Reese's peanut butter puffs. You know, little round ones. Those aren't bad.
Those are good.
Those aren't bad.
That's top five for sure.
Michelle said peanut butter Captain Crunch.
It's good.
Let's see. Kendra said strawberry Special K. Actually,
it's pretty good.
That's not bad. Those like freeze-dried strawberries or whatever they are.
It's pretty good. But.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Not the best? Let's see. Michael said, I'd like to go with Golden Grahams here.
Dude, I'm a big fan.
I don't mind Golden Grahams.
I'm a big fan. They're good. I find that in my cupboard a lot.
I gotta be in the mood for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's one of those ones. You know what I like Golden Grahams in? One of those variety packs of the little boxes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, like, oh, Golden Grahams. Hey, boom, pop it open. That's good. Yeah. That's all I need.
You know what? You know those little boxes real quick.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Life hack?
Just open the little box and pour the milk into the little box.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, into the bag in the box.
In the bag, right.
Don't pour it onto the cardboard.
What? Been doing it wrong this whole time.
Put the whole bag in my mouth.
Yeah.
Pour the milk right there.
Here's another question for you.
Yeah.
When you're done eating your cereal, do you pour more into it until the milk goes all the way down, or you just slurp up the milk?
Now I do. As a kid, I would drink the milk.
Yeah.
I would scrape the sugar off the bottom because on my Cinnamon Toast Crunch, learned a fun little trick from my dad. You can put more sugar on top.
Yep.
That sugar coagulates down at the bottom of the bowl, and then you...
Now, what's the perfect amount of milk?
See, as a kid,
Do you pour it so it goes over the cereal or just below?
It's got to be... Well, now we're on a whole new debate. Do you do cereal first and then milk or milk and then cereal?
Cereal, then milk.
Yeah.
You're not a psycho.
Yeah, exactly. If you pour the milk first and then the cereal, I don't trust you. You shouldn't be around children, and you're probably a commie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We still got plenty more answers to get to. What's the best cereal ever? Hunter's already ruined the debate, so don't listen to him. I'm
Frosted
right.
Mini Wheats.
Follow us on Facebook.
And Hunter. Men. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Frosted Mini Wheat Frosted.
Nice try. You know what Charlie Sheen's favorite cereal is? Cocaine.
Cocaine and crack.
Cocaine!
Yeah.
What's the greatest cereal ever? Yeah, yes. You may be wondering, why are we talking about this? Yesterday was National Cereal Day. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, what is the best cereal?
Super cereal.
And as an adult, I don't indulge in cereal as much as I'd like to. It's basically all sugar.
You know what pisses me off?
What's that?
Seriously, pisses me off.
What's that?
No more toys at the bottom of cereals.
Do they do toys anymore in cereal?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a choking hazard now.
God, that was one of the best parts.
Was.
You'd reach your grubby hands
immediately.
Just contaminate the whole box of cereal just to get that toy.
My mom, she would, come back with like 5 boxes of cereal, and I'd just open them all and hand at the bottom.
You know? Just stale cereal for the rest
of
the month.
And then for a while there, they wouldn't put it in the actual cereal. They'd put it on the side of the plastic bag, so it'd be like between the cardboard.
Yeah.
So I'd be reaching in there. Can't find it.
Did you ever pour it out, like the whole box, and then pour it back in? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then I had a brother, too, so we'd always fight over the toy.
God.
I want that one.
Dad's eating the cereal. God, this tastes like crap.
Right. Why is our hair cereal?
There's a pebble in here.
Right.
Is that a rock? there's some great comments on Facebook. Jackie said Captain Crunch berries.
Ooh.
Here's the problem with Captain Crunch. As much as I love it, it destroys the roof of your mouth.
Captain Crunch is good. Crisp Crunch is cheaper and just as good.
Same thing. Actually, I do buy the knockoff brand. Uh-huh. You can get it at Walmart, and it comes in that big Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like a knockoff brand Captain Crunch.
Bag. Throw it over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like a Continental Soldier. And you take that home.
Hey,
seriously.
Fills up the whole cart.
It's like a bag of dog food.
For humans. It's great.
It's fantastic. Let's see. Ooh, Zach. Intern Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Zach, he said French Toast Crunch.
French Toast Crunch was good.
That was good. I don't think as good as Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It wasn't. It was too thick.
It was hard on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, then it got soggy, too, and it was gross when it was soggy.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ugh. Let's see. Count Chocula. Sherry likes Count Chocula. Sheila, Frosted Mini Wheats. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that.
It's the little ones. You got to get the little ones.
You know what?
Frosted Mini Wheats, little ones.
Well, it's mini, yes.
No, there's two different. See, you don't even know.
There's super mini wheats.
Yeah, you see, you're bitching about it, and you don't even know. Yeah, there's frosted mini wheats, and then there's frosted mini wheats little ones. You gotta get the little ones.
Remember the original ones that was literally one?
Dude, you break it up.
And you had to break it up. That's what you're eating.
You know, my dad used to say, "Do you guys want some beard this morning? Want some beard?" Because that's what it was. It looked like a beard, an old man's beard, and then you just coat it with sugar.
Oh, but let's make it smaller and it'll taste great. God, you're dumb.
You haven't even tried it.
Yes, I have had it before. I had it once. This is gross.
Nope.
What is this, the Great Depression?
Nope.
Got to eat this?
There's a reason people are commenting.
Part of my rations? Yeah, people are just trying to mess with me this morning. Yeah, Lori said Frosted Mini Wheats too. What the hell?
Showtime.
Good God.
Kobe.
Ooh, you know what's a good one? And I don't know if you count this as cereal. Cream of Wheat.
Cream of Wheat.
Dude, it's
cereal, but not like breakfast.
My dad got us hooked. It and it's funny because my dad it still does to this day. From time to time, he'll eat cereal with cream.
Yeah.
Like, he won't use milk. He'll use cream.
Yeah.
But Cream of Wheats we used to eat all the time, of course.
Cream of Wheat.
Dude, coated in sugar.
How about this? Did you ever have the chocolate Cream of Wheat? The cocoa Cream of Wheat?
No, maybe from time to time, but we just always had the original. And again, like I said, honey on there, sugar on there, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we would eat Cream of Wheat sometimes. Not that often, though, because my family had teeth.
We pop our teeth out. And just, oh, it's so good. Love Cream of Wheats. Let's see. Cocoa Krispies. That's what Brian said. Fruity Pebbles. Adara?
Adara? Fruity Pebbles were good, but Cunt Fruity Crisp was cheaper and just as good.
Yeah. Golden Grahams. That's a couple on here. Ooh! Jeff said Corn Pops.
Corn Pops?
I have not had Corn Pops. That had kind of that, like, it was like those little
round.
Yeah. Looked like pieces
yellow
of corn almost. Almost.
That's little yellow round balls,
and
right?
They were sweet. Actually, I could smash on some corn pops.
No, that's a terrible answer.
And it had that weird frog as the as the mascot.
Yeah.
Remember that with the backwards cap?
Yeah, I do remember. What am I thinking of? Smack-ems?
Hold on. Let's get the boss man.
Boss man.
Big boss man in here.
Are you a cereal man? Do you like cereal?
Cereal killers? Yes.
Yeah,
my favorite is Son of Sam. Wait, what?
Nice.
We're talking about the greatest cereals ever. I said Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Hunter, who's obviously a moron, said Frosted Mini Wheats.
Little ones.
Mini. It's in the name.
It's
yes,
not.
We've got
it's
it covered.
Two different things.
God's sakes.
I'm not nine. I don't eat cereal anymore. I don't.
Yes,
I don't
I'm
even buy
nine.
It.
If you were forced.
If I was forced.
If you were at the cereal aisle
and
you're like,
here's
what
I thought about this the last time I was at the grocery store where I was like, maybe I'll buy cereal for a treat, like a sugary snack.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Oh, of course.
It's you know, sugar.
Yeah, it's sugar.
Processed sugar into the shape of something. And now
this is healthy.
Yes. Yeah, none of it is. It was always Captain Crunch.
Oh, see.
And the Crunch, you know, Captain Crunch berries.
Berries.
Because
oh,
it had
so
a little
good.
More flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a little more sugar.
Yeah. Need that fix.
You know, now when I grew up, we didn't have a lot of money. And so we always had the white box generic versions of everything.
Great value.
And then we were the loving kids because there was four of us who complained about it every day.
I don't want the Spartan brand cereal.
You know.
I was the king.
I think my mother wanted to strangle us every day because it wasn't Captain Crunch. It was, Colonel Colonel Munch, you know.
Admiral Crunchy.
And we were never happy. It was like, this doesn't taste right. I went to Tim's house and his tasted different.
Right. It was Crisp Crunch. That's the one I had.
Crisp Crunch.
No. You know, instead of Frosted Flakes, my parents always got sugar Frosty Flakes.
Nice.
They're acceptable.
They're adequate.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, I looked up cinnamon. Oh, wait, where's
the
cinnamon?
You know what the number one purchased cereal is?
No, what is it?
It's got to be guesses? Life.
Life? What? Who?
I mean, it's been around.
Made anymore?
Grandpa loved Life. And you know what? I would never get Life either. I'd get Live It Up.
What's
Live It Up? I'm serious.
God. Yeah. What is it?
Honey Nut Cheerios. So what's funny is, you think about it, people eat Cheerios because they think what?
It's good for your heart.
It's good for your heart. Of course it is, because, you know, there's a guy with a white coat on telling you. But of course they have to get the worst version of the healthiest choice.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and if, since it's honey, I mean, bees are natural, right?
That's right.
You know, and if you go on the side, my thing is, you look at the side of the box, nowhere does it say honey. It's oxomontiphosphate, which when you put those chemicals together, tastes like honey.
A little bit like honey.
I know why that's the most sold cereal.
What is that?
Potty training.
You think so?
Has something to do with it.
Is that how you got to
Is that
go
what the
pee-pee?
Missus did to finally get you to sit down and do your business?
I got some Cheerios in my toilet right now.
Hit them.
I was looking up the nutrition facts of Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I used to put sugar on top of mine.
Oh, God.
So I'd have that and then sugar on top.
Oh, my, the one with diabetes.
I was a psycho. But I couldn't really find it. But one of the search things on Google was, are Cinnamon Toast Crunch good for you? You know, eat it.
Well, and the other one is like, remember Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Fruity Pebbles, I mean, while you ate it, you felt guilty because it was so much sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was a mush pile of sugar.
What are you doing?
Then
like
later on,
Pebbles.
I remember my mom trying to go healthy bought us grape nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we can put raisins in that.
Yeah.
You know, and grape nuts, you know, it's got to soak for 3 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Edible.
Otherwise, it's like chewing rocks.
It's rocks.
Yeah, that's how actually I lost all my baby teeth. I just ate some grape nuts.
Listen to this, guys. This is going to blow your mind. My grandpa used to eat grape nuts, all the classics, Raisin Bran, you know, all the nasty cereals. Water. He'd pour water over it.
Dude. I don't want to say your grandpa was a Nazi, but there's a chance.
Water. First time I saw him do it, I'm like, no. Are you losing it? Are you losing it?
It's not the Great Depression anymore, Grandpa. You don't need to have water
with
it.
That's just it, you know, because now milk is not really milk anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can you put on alternately to cereal?
Water, though?
Well, there's no flavor. Oh, you're still going to get the sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to dilute the sugar. The sugar will still be there.
Oh, my God.
I wish Benny was still around. We'd make him
eat
watered down cereal.
We'll just do it either
there's
way.
There's going to be some listener who wants to be tortured by you, too, isn't
if
there?
If you want to eat grape nuts with water, let us know. Let us know. All right. Thanks, Dave.
You're very welcome. Rock 107.